There's a place in Lincoln that's been open for 46 years that we know a man named Tripp that works at. Computer Hardware, they manage all things for your Apple products, phones, watches, computers.
Iowa.
He was at Fort Dodge, Iowa for a basketball game Friday. He's back in Lincoln now. Go see Tripp and the team also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI.
Triptastic.
Computer Hardware is Nebraska's
Thank you.
Apple store. Rip. I saw this earlier. I was going to mention this, but we got sidetracked. Ty Simpson, Alabama quarterback, talking to media this weekend. He was considering transferring out of Alabama to Miami, Ole Miss, or Tennessee. But he decided to go pro because he thought that if he were to transfer, it would tarnish his legacy with the Crimson Tide and in college football. Is there any thought to that being real?
Yes.
In college football, about guys tarnishing their legacies and moving to different programs?
Absolutely.
In the portal era.
Yeah. We feel that way.
He's thinking about in the big picture of 10 years from now, he's still very welcome at Alabama. I mean, it's just, there's just a difference. I mean, what is the legacy then of Dylan Raiola at Lincoln?
No legacy.
There's no legacy.
It's over.
There's nothing. It's a year and a half
sad.
Of football.
It's sad.
But that's not, I said, I'm not being just, you know, speaking bad about him. That's just how it is. When you don't have the long career. Now, the interesting story of Ty Simpson, what is the most interesting part of this? That he's wanted by Miami.
Yep.
Ole Miss, all these teams, but guess who doesn't want him? Alabama. They didn't ask him to stay.
No.
They didn't?
No. They moved on. They moved on
who
from
they have?
He was getting offered, by the way, between $4 to $6.5 million to play at these schools.
But think about it. He has eligibility left, and Alabama's saying we're moving on.
Couldn't they pay him?
Well, I guarantee you they could pay him. Who loves Alabama more than Ty Simpson? He even said, I'm not going anyplace else.
Here's his comment. He says, there is no doubt in my mind that the last jersey I wanted to wear in college was the Alabama Crimson Tide jersey. I came there. I stayed there. The last thing I wanted to do was tarnish my legacy and go somewhere else where I didn't go out of high school and I didn't want to play. I love Coach DeBoer. I love Alabama. I love the fans. I love everything about it. Hopefully in the draft, whenever my name gets written on the card, they write the University of Alabama on there. It's going to give me great pride.
That's beautiful.
End quote.
I love that.
It's beautiful. Exactly.
What low-key takeaway on this is guys are getting cut. I mean,
imagine cut.
That's what's
going to be a first-round pick.
I know, but I know.
28 touchdowns, 5 picks for Ty Simpson this year.
I mean, Alabama moved on.
That's incredible. Yeah,
they did. They moved on.
No, it's happening, though.
Well, guys, can be
happening.
A guy that Miami wanted, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and it's going to be a first-round pick.
There's financial
That's
decisions.
That's crazy.
There's financial decisions with quarterbacks that are happening, but it's very low-key because they don't announce them as cuts, right?
Now, so we're just going to, we're going a different direction. This is where our money has to go because they can't. It's going to be one of those situations like right now. It's like, okay, what do we do? That potential almost came up here. If all of a sudden if Latif had a much better ending if he goes and he beats Penn State or just plays remarkable, then it was going to be, what do we do? It's Latif or Raiola. Mm-hmm. We said right away they're both will not be on the roster next year.
You can't pay everybody.
All of a sudden that's kind of where it's at. It's like, okay, what are we doing at Alabama? Because if you listen to it and dig deep into it, there's never a time where it's like, no.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. you'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
We did everything we could to keep him here, and he decided I wanted to go to the NFL. That's not what you
heard.
That's
not it.
No, that's not what you heard. It was just they're going a different direction.
He wasn't good enough for him.
Yeah. 28 touchdowns, 5 picks, 3,500 plus yards.
Also,
not good at playoff team.
Athletic. They went to Oklahoma and won a playoff game. Not easy to do. You know, so then they got crushed
by Indiana
in the Rose Bowl. But still, you would think your best option would be, if I'm Alabama, I'm like going, let's bring him back. Let's bring him back. Let's bring the veteran guy back, because old players win. Old players win.
Who'd they get at quarterback? Do we know who they got?
He's on the roster. He played. He's the one who came in for Ty at the end of that when he got hurt in the Rose Bowl. What's his name? Austin Mack. That was directly
Jet Tamala, also going to Alabama from Millard South. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I would not be pushing Ty Simpson out the door for them, but
I'd have to break it
down. I'm not a head coach here.
I'd have to break down his film.
Take a look. Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of shocked that he wasn't.
I mean, he's seen as pretty much a certified first-round pick. I'm not sure if it's high or what he's going to go, but he's a first-round.
Right now, it's kind of they've almost got him labeled as number two, because there's a chance of being like one or two first-round, and then there's not seven of them this year.
No, there's not.
That's not happening. So it's a very – which is probably smart for him to come out. It's a very down year for quarterbacks, meaning he will be a first-round pick. So it's somewhere. Someplace probably he'll be smart. a first-round pick. God. Maybe he's 10th overall or whatever it is. But I tell you one thing, you never get that back. When you get that, all of a sudden it's like, man, playing – especially for somebody – when's the last time you heard that kind of passion for your team?
Well, that's beautiful. It applies here. I mean, think about guys like Frager. Like, he's going to have decisions to make. Mm. But think if he would stay at Nebraska, how big that name would be by the end of his career here.
Frager. Sometimes there's a lot of things that go on beyond.
Think about Frager.
You know, like it's going to. You start talking about players, you start going like, that were incredible, incredible basketball players that we watched play, in even recent or past, and it's like, how are they doing in the NBA? No, didn't really pan out. Didn't pan
it's
out.
It's hard to believe sometimes.
And so, but my point is like that. It's like. That time ends sometimes very quickly. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, your time's over. But if you have a university to come back to or a town to come back
to, that's what I was saying.
Your whole life, like I said, if Frager stays here and plays 4 years, plays very well, goes on, does or three, whatever he does, forever in this town, life's great.
State.
Life's great. The state. You have all kinds. But when you're just
think about Sam.
Think about some of the players that let's talk about. The wide receivers that have come in the last couple of years. You had Kemp came in, right? Who else?
Torrey.
Let's go more in recent, though.
Danke.
So, my question. So, Danke came from Kentucky. Where's Danke's legacy at Nebraska?
There isn't one.
There really isn't one. Came here, played. There's no... At Kentucky, probably more of a legacy there. Because all of a sudden, when the music stops... Right there, and you don't have, when you have, like, you go back to your school, think about how big it is right now. People talk about the pipeline getting back together for a group or reunions and all these players like that. And all of a sudden like that, when you came, you go someplace. Now, if you have a Mendoza-type year, that's different. Mendoza-type year is going to be like forever. He is ingrained in Indiana.
100.
He's ingrained there. But that was a Heisman Trophy winner. There's a lot of guys that aren't, and then that's it. You have no place to go.
No.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.